Good morning and welcome to Life Points Drivecast. I'm Mark Shields from the Westerville campus. I am one of the campus life pastors here. And this week, we were blessed to dive into one of my favorite parts of scripture, Deuteronomy 6 verses 4 through 9. You've probably heard about it in Jewish tradition. They call it the Shema or the Shema. And it really is the heartbeat of where we need to be as Christians each and every day. And in the message, we talked about, you know, putting our emphasis of our hearts on the right syllable, right? I don't know if you remember that from school back in the day, but the English teachers would always say, you got to make sure you put the emphasis on the right syllable. But they would, you know, show you with that last word how if you put it in the wrong place, like it messes everything up. And honestly, if the emphasis of our hearts is in the wrong place, it messes everything up. And so this part of scripture, Moses is telling the people, after they have seen God do all these amazing acts, like you remember from Exodus, of course, when God had all these amazing miracles that he had done to help free the people and show his people his love for them and free them from Egypt. You know, soon after they get into Egypt, soon after they leave Egypt, they lose their way. And they don't follow the Lord. They walk away from him, even though they've seen these just amazing miracles and God's provision in so many ways, with even parting the Red Sea and all that God did. You know, they quickly make an idol and they fall away. And because of that, they end up wandering in the desert for 40 years. Well, Moses, just before they get into the promised land, he comes to him and he says, hey, you are about to go into the place that you have been waiting for forever. And it is going to be good. And you're going to see buildings that you did not build. And you're going to use fruit from vineyards that you did not plant. And there's going to be cattle that, you know, just everything is going to be provided for you in such an amazing way. And let me tell you, like, even though you've been in the desert wandering and you get this provision, if you forget this scripture, you are going to go off the rails really, really quick. And so what it made me think of, too, was just, you know, when you go on a flight and the flight attendant stands up right at the beginning of the flight and they tell you about make sure you read the seat back pocket card. They show you the seatbelt, make sure you get that. And then they talk about, hey, if we lose cabin pressure, you are going to have these things fall from the ceiling, these, oxygen masks. And what you need to do is put those masks on. But they say every single time, they say, hey, before you do that, before you help anybody else, you've got to put the mask on yourself. And so I don't know about many of you, but if you think about it as a parent, or if you saw a young one near you, you kind of would want to be drawn to helping the younger one first, right? Like, you think that doesn't make sense, like almost put others before yourself. But in this instance, what they're saying is you have to have air. And if you do not have oxygen, you will not be able to help anybody. And so when I think about this scripture, Moses is basically saying, hey, if you don't breathe this air, if you don't take this in, you will help nobody and you will lose the God who has provided all these things for you. The emphasis of your heart will be gone astray. And so you have got to keep these things in mind. So that is the importance of Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9. Like, this is the air we need to breathe as Christians, and it's still the air we need to breathe each and every day. And so here it is. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. And you shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. and you shall bind them as a sign on your hands, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on your doorposts and on your house and on your gates." And so that scripture is just a reminder, hey, Israel, the Lord our God, He is one. That word one in the original Greek is a unity. So Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but one. We have to rely on Him. And then He says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And then teach these things to your children. Teach these things to the next generation." This is first and foremost. Teach them about what you've seen and all the way that God has provided for you. And when you think about it, each and every day, like, we have a mini life, right? We wake up, we have God's new mercy in the morning. And then we have this opportunity to do God's work, and then we go to sleep, like a mini kind of death at the end of the day, and then we start new, right? And so in the morning, we have got to breathe. And what Moses is saying is, this is the breath. This is life. You have to do these things. You have to pass this along to the next generation. You have to tell about what God has done, and you have to draw life from the Word. The Word is your sustenance. God is your breath. And if you forget to put on your mask in each and every day, you will not have anything to give, you know, your coworkers, your family, your neighbors, the next generation. And so just a good reminder for us. I pray that you've drawn life from the Word today. This is a great way to do it in the drive cast on the way to work or on the way home, whenever you're listening. But I'm going to just give you a second to pray. Kind of in your car, and please do it with your eyes open, right? You know, if you just happen to be at home, wherever you're at, in the kitchen listening. But I'm going to give you a second, and then I'll close us in a word of prayer. Lord, we need you. We need you every day. You hold our breath in your hands. You give us sleep. You provide for us. You make our hearts beat. And Lord, you have plans for us to use us for your glory. You could do it on your own, but you have chosen to use sinful people just like ourselves to do your work in this world. And Lord, we have got to breathe in your word. Lord, your word is life. We need to love you. We need to show others we love you. We need to pray. We need to talk with you. Lord, I know you love to hear from us. And Lord, we have to start each and every day with putting on the mask to make sure we have oxygen, putting on the, breathing in the air of your word and your love and just the reminder of who you are, so that we can help others throughout our day, so that we can even just survive ourselves, Lord. Help us remember to do that throughout our day. Be a blessing. Draw in from your word. Draw life from your word. Lord, it's such a blessing. Lord, we love you. Thank you for using us. And Lord, help us just invest in the next generation and in our coworkers and in our neighbors today. Thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you all for joining us for today's Drivecast.